Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to the Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 153, here always with Ryland.
Yeah, what's up, everyone? Before this episode starts, obviously join our Discord. I know you guys hate joining our Discord, but join our Discord. You should, because you can get some pretty cool stuff out. Like, you know, friends, if you don't have any. Yeah, you probably don't, if you're listening to us.
That's true.
And then, you know, maybe some merch, custom merch for us, you know, a movie, like, say, Sonic the Hedgehog 3, you know, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Just some good movies. And then, you know, gift cards or whatever, you know, for giveaways and stuff like that. So join our Discord.
Yeah.
Promise you won't regret it, because, again, you might get friends that you don't have.
And we're awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So, up first, we have an insider shares exciting update on the next generation Xbox console.
Because, you know, we've talked quite a little bit about, you know, the next gen console, but we don't know, obviously, much about it because, you know, it's years and years away.
Yeah.
Years away. I'm not sure about years and years, but.
Maybe 2026, next year.
Yeah, I'd say like 2026 or something like that. But, the next generation Xbox hardware is no longer in, you know, conceptual stage of development. According to a new report from an established industry insider that claims that, you know, suggests that Microsoft, you know, might soon turn towards making dev kits and other preparations for its, you know, for the next iteration of the Xbox consoles.
They should send us a dev kit.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Make a game.
Hear that?
Two Brothers Gaming. Like a
Two Brothers Gaming. Yeah, I don't know. Probably like Mario or something.
I don't know.
It'll be like the coins will be our logo.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah. It'll be me and you running around jumping on like Goombas or something. Yeah, I don't know.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. But Microsoft has been, you know, teasing its follow-up, you know, for the, you know, Xbox Series X and S since 2024. Now, obviously, me and Ashton have talked about this quite a bit, and it's popped up, you know, quite a bit on the podcast. I have a few episodes just about, you know, the next generation Xbox, but we haven't really got that much information on it, just kind of maybe what it looks like and stuff like that. But those are just rumors and whatever. But it says here, top executives previously said that, you know, the new Xbox hardware will offer the largest technical leap ever seen in a single console generation, which me and Ashton talked about. We talked about, like, it was supposed to be more powerful, way more powerful,
yeah,
than Series X, S, and PS5. So, that's pretty nice. I mean,
yeah, I mean, it's getting to where it's, consoles are getting to be where they're kind of like lower end or kind of like mid end PCs. Like, it's not on like the high end PCs.
They're starting to catch up with PC, but not like that, you know,
but not
much, you know,
but not at the same time, because there's, you know, new graphics cards and chips coming out all the time too, but like kind of like a mid PC kind of.
Which is awesome. I mean,
just,
but it says here the company's research and development efforts may have recently passed a major milestone with Windows Central Jez Corden reporting that Xbox's next-gen console hardware has moved past its, you know, early pitch stages. So they already had, like, everything, you know, picked out for the next console.
Nice.
Heck yeah. They just don't know.
I think they need to fix, like, their name. Instead of, like, the Xbox One, the Xbox Series, like, they need to, like, get a better name. Like, the Xbox 360, yeah. Like, that was a cool name.
But yeah, not, because it just, it was different, you know?
Yeah. The Xbox One, the Xbox Series, it's just...
Like, it just makes no sense, because you go from 360 to 1.
Yeah.
And then Series. Just, it makes...
Like, what does that even mean? Series. I mean, I get it. There's more than one, like an X and an S.
Xbox One should have been the original Xbox.
Yeah.
Like,
you would think.
How do you go from Xbox to Xbox 360 to Xbox One?
Yeah. I don't understand.
It makes no sense. But it says here, elaborating on its current stage of development, the insider said that the Xbox Series X and S successor has been fully approved and costed all the way up the chain. With this phase, you know, reportedly, you know, complete, Microsoft should now, you know, be able to focus on the production of the first dev kit. The first dev kits. Seeking developer, you know, feedback, notification, supplier contracts, and handling, you know, other logistics essential to launching a new console generation. And remember, this is probably going to be the last console for Xbox to ever be made, because they're moving on to, like, cloud and except, more Game Pass type. Yeah,
except for maybe handhelds.
Yeah, except for handhelds, which, you know, they're, as we talked about, you know, they're making handhelds. They're going to start making a handheld, which is probably, again, already in development.
Yeah. Yeah. And, we talked about it a long time ago, and
yeah, this was
the rumor suggested that it was already in development, but it would take a couple years.
They could, who knows? They could have it done, but they're just gonna wait. You know, you never know, because they're gonna have to make millions of copies and stuff like that. So
yeah, and
that's also why it takes forever for, you know, certain consoles and stuff.
Who knows? Maybe they're maybe right now what they're waiting on is. Because, I mean, it's by Microsoft, so I would think that they would run it off of Windows. So maybe they're trying to develop some kind of handheld version of Windows. That way it's more friendly with the console, maybe.
Yeah.
And that could take a long time to develop, because Windows obviously isn't very handheld friendly. I mean, these companies like the ROG Ally and stuff make it work, but it's not made for handhelds. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, sometimes you struggle with certain things and stuff like that. Like, for example, you get on the game and say you have it docked. You have to undock it.
Mm-hmm. So
this is if you... And then, you know, you have to tap or whatever to click something. Then you have to dock it back.
Yeah.
It's a hassle.
It is.
So I hope they make this new, you know, handheld better than that.
I think they will. I mean, they... Microsoft owns Windows, so they own Xbox, so they should be compatible together, you would think.
Yeah. But, you know, as we talked about, you know, the next generation of Xbox may once again include two consoles. 2020 marked the first occasion on which Microsoft launched a new console generation comprised of two, you know, distinct models, the Series X and S. You know, obviously the Series S was the cheaper, but it was still, like, around the same power as the X. It was just smaller.
Digital
then the
only.
X was a, yeah, then the X was a refrigerator.
Mini PC tower.
Yeah. Which I do like the model, like, of the Series X.
I do too. Just the new one, the white one, is digital only, even though it's a Series X.
Yeah.
Which is
I remember
dumb.
Whenever we were up there, like, it was out. I mean, it was a pretty cool to see. I mean, it looks nice.
It does look
just
nice.
Just from the box.
Me, if I'm going to buy one, I'm going to buy one that has a disc drive. Same with if I was to get a PS5.
I mean, you could probably get a disc drive, though. Yeah. I'd say.
I don't know if they'll work, like, USB. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe. But it says here, lost my place. We were talking to. But, you know, they came out with the two consoles. Industry watchers, you know, have long speculated that the company will stick to that strategy during, you know, the 10th console generation. Jeez, 10th console generation.
Yeah.
With this, with the Series X getting, you know, it can. Eventual, you know, successor, and the Series S being replaced as a portable device. The theory is, you know, that Microsoft Gaming CEO Phil Spencer confirmed that the company is working on a handheld, you know, Xbox handheld, which we talked about probably four times or so on the podcast.
Yeah. We've something I'm really excited about, honestly. Like,
yeah,
it's perfect Game Pass machine.
Oh, yeah. You play on the go. I'm most likely it's going to be just like a Switch.
Mm-hmm.
Like playing on the go. I highly doubt it's going to be like the PlayStation Portal.
Yeah. Which I love my Ally, but, you know, this coming out, you know, should be more powerful because it's newer.
Yeah.
As long as they don't use Intel, man.
I hope not. Phil Spencer, if you listen to this, use AMD.
Yeah. Don't use Intel. Intel's washed.
I know some of you guys like Intel, but we don't.
No, we don't.
But it says here, you know, Xbox Next Gen console hardware has been moved past its early pitch, as I said. It does say here, you know, stages and, you know, has been fully approved and costed all the way up the chain, as I said. The next generation of Xbox consoles may arrive by 2028. So, 3 years.
3 years.
Until. That's the possible.
I thought we've seen 2026. Or was that for the handheld, maybe?
I think that was for the handheld.
Okay. So maybe.
It might have been for the handheld. So, or maybe it's either between, I say, 2026, 28.
For the handheld?
I think they're going to.
Or the consoles?
Yeah. Both.
You think they'll release them at the same time, or you think they'll do the handheld first?
They're gonna, like it said here, like, you know, they came out how they did with the Xbox Series X and S. They released it at the same time. What I think they're gonna do, or maybe they'll release the handheld first and then do the console a little bit later on, a few months on or something like that, you know, just so people can try out the handheld, and if they don't really like the handheld, they can get the console itself, you know.
So how do you think they'll do it with the handheld? So we've been just assuming that they'll put Windows on the handheld. What if they don't? What if they put an Xbox operating system on it?
I mean, if it's like how the cloud gaming, like, you know, on the phones are, you know, like that, or maybe like how the Xbox app is or whatever, it's not a bad system.
No.
Again, it wouldn't make sense because, you know, it's an Xbox handheld, but I feel like it's either going to have Windows or that Xbox operating system.
Either way, it wouldn't be bad. Either way, you could download Game Pass games natively onto it. You don't have to worry about just doing cloud. You could use cloud if you want, but you can download it natively. Me, both will be okay. But I think using Windows, if they don't use Windows, that's a missed opportunity because you can do obviously way more with Windows than you can Xbox operating system.
Yeah, easily.
Can't even download Steam on Xbox.
They might have a custom Xbox, you know, operating system, but maybe Windows might be included as well.
Maybe.
But, well, you know, we'll obviously see.
They could even make, have Windows on it and then make an Xbox app. I mean, they already have one for PC, but, like, make one specifically for that handheld, so it's kind of like an Xbox operating system.
Yeah.
Kind of like a virtual machine or something to launch your games or something.
Yeah, they could have like a more, you know, simple Windows operating system, like, you know, we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, they could have that Xbox app that just works for that, like, you know, obviously handheld system. It just works better and everything. Then you can get all your Game Pass games and stuff like that while being able to play Steam games and et cetera, you know?
Yeah.
If you're listening, Phil Spencer, you know, take our advice.
Take our advice and give us a little commission for your ideas.
Yeah, give me like $1 million. That's all I need.
Get a million each, not a, you know, we don't want to share a million. We're going to want a million a piece.
I mean, $500,000 is a lot of money.
Yeah, but if we're going to, I'm not going to just settle, you know what I mean? I want a mule.
Yeah, give me a million each. Actually, we should get 2 million each because you have two brothers game.
That's true. Yeah.
Makes sense. We should get two. Yeah.
I'd really be set with that.
Yeah. Wouldn't have to work again.
No.
But that's all I have on that.
All right.
So 2028 is the possible arrival of these consoles. But we don't know yet. I think it's going to be between 2026 and 28. We'll see, though, you know.
Keep you guys updated, you know, like we always do.
We try.
Yeah.
If we skip some, we skip some. It's kind of hard whenever you only post once a week.
Yeah. Eventually, we're going to do it every day, so.
September, hopefully. Then Summer will say, no, you need to work.
I'll say, I'm done.
I've had
tired. All right, we got the PS Plus games for February.
Yep. So February 18th is when they're actually coming out. But we got Star Wars Jedi. Oh, it is. We got a Star Wars Jedi Survivor for PlayStation 4 and PS5. Top Spin 2K25, PS5 and PS4, and Lost Records Bloomin' Rage Tape 1 for PS5. Tape 2 launches on April 15th. But we got other games here as well, like this is from, like, you know, PlayStation Plus Premium and stuff like that. And there's also like stuff coming out for like the spring and stuff like that as well. But so, we got Sega Frontier Remastered for PS4. Somerville.
Where at? Somerville or whatever crap.
Somers. Yeah. We got for PS4 and PS5, Ten Hearts. It's a weird name.
T-I-N, not T-E.
Yeah. We got Mordhau.
I don't know how to crap say it. Mordhau. Mordhau.
I don't know. For PS4, PS5, PlayStation Plus Premium games, Patapon 3 for PS4, PS5, Drop Ship United's Peace Force, PS4, PS5. I'm guessing it's spring. This is a spring game here called Blueprints. I don't know what it's going to be on. But we got summer game here too. We got a few. We got Abiotic Factor. We got TBA 25, Armored Core Project, Phantasma, and then Armored Core Master of Arena. I don't know. It doesn't say anything about what consoles. Guessing, you know, again, PS4, PS5, or just PS5. Yeah. But those are all the games. Quite a bit. You know. But it's not just for this month. You know, there's just regular premium games, and there's a summer game and a few spring games, too. So.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah.
So I'll just go over the main ones again. We got Star Wars Jedi Survivor, Top Spin 2K25. What is Top Spin?
It's tennis.
Oh. Pay attention to tennis. And then Lost Records, Bloomin' Rage Tape 1 as well. So those are the three games for, you know, your PS Plus. Yep, that's all.
All right. Moving on to our last topic of this episode. Spider-Man 2 releases big new update for PC players.
Spider-Man 2 just recently came out, you know, for like
I was playing it earlier today.
Were you?
Yeah.
Heck yeah. Still haven't got to play. I'm waiting to get my new PC before I do that.
Yeah.
Make sure I have all the space I need, you know.
I can't remember how big it is. Like 124 gigs or something like that, maybe?
Probably around that. Because the original game was like 120 or something like that.
Yeah.
And that was just the original. But a new update has arrived for Marvel Spider-Man 2, making numerous changes and fixing a variety of bugs and glitches while published by Sony. Spider-Man 2, you know, debuted on PC back in January, proving, you know, to be a popular, albeit you know, controversial release. Although PC users were happy to finally, you know, obviously be able to enjoy Spider-Man in action and stuff like that. And, you know, the web sling in action. Who doesn't like Spider-Man? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You're weird if you don't. But those same players were also disappointed by the game's port, which has since been, you know, has received some significant upgrades. So they were a bit disappointed.
That was fine.
With bugs, or they probably ran into bugs.
I've ran into a couple. Like, the only bugs I really ran into was in the game crash.
I was going to say, it's probably the game crash or little stutters or something like that, you know. Obviously, it's not going to be perfect at the beginning, like how it is on the PS5.
I still need to update mine.
Yeah. But Insomniac Games hit the video game scene hard with its, you know, 2018 Marvel Spider-Man, taking both new and longtime comic book fans into the world of, you know, one of Marvel's most iconic superheroes. It's Marvel's most iconic superhero. It's not one of it is.
Yeah.
It's not like Iron Man. But fast forward to 2025, the original game has spawned one full-length sequel, as well as its own spinoff, you know, Miles Morales. And then, obviously, we got Marvel Spider-Man 2 now, which Miles Morales is a really good game. I like it a lot. It definitely improved from the original game, like, just a little graphic-wise.
Yeah, it definitely did. And it's cool to have a different version of Spider-Man that has, like, kind of different powers.
Yeah, instead of just, like, Peter Parker or whatever, you know, you got Miles. You have, like, electricity.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Talking stuff. So, I mean, that's cool. Instead of just, you know, regular webs or whatnot, you got that, which is awesome. I mean, and then Spider-Man 2, you have the symbiote, which is cool as crap.
It's cool how in Spider-Man 2, you use both Spider-Mans too. Like, it's not just one the whole time. Yeah.
You can switch between them and stuff because they have different missions and all that. But, you know, Marvel Spider-Man 2 proved to be more of the same, which is good, you know, a good thing considering the high praise Insomniac's original release received. However, there was definitely room for improvement when it came to the PC port of the game, which has since been straightened out. Obviously, there's still going to be some certain type of bugs and stuff like that. Yeah,
there's
like
always going
to
be bugs
every game, you know. It's kind of impossible not to have bugs.
Yeah.
Until, obviously, you get all of them. But even older games, like, still have bugs that, you know, never got fixed. You know?
Right.
But Insomniac Games has released a new big update for Spider-Man 2, specifically designed to address issues PC players have, you know, been concerning about. Starting with performance, several crashes. As Ashton said, like, his game crashed a few times or whatnot. It says here, this includes, like, one that would occur when during one of Spider-Man 2's Mysterio missions. Because I remember, like, Mysterio has some missions around the map and stuff.
Yeah.
It's like a little carnival thing or something like that. But, it says here as well, you know, another one that would sometimes happen while closing the menu when an audio fragment was playing, you know, has been fixed as well. The game's screen space reflections have also been improved, which is heck yeah. But, Marvel Spider-Man 2 came equipped with a variety of settings to help PC players, you know, get the most out of their game. With this new update, you know, seeking improvement, you know, improved performance. Even more, anti-lag 2 has been removed temporarily, you know, to help, you know, improve stability for AMD graphics cards. More graphical changes have been made, including the addition of a NVIDIA DLSS, you know, ray reconstruction, which can now be used at native resolution with, you know, ultra performance upscaling. A bug causing XE GTAO issues has also been fixed and has a timing related bug that could, you know, cause the player to get stuck in an unintended position. So you just, like, say you're diving, like you're diving off a building, you just get stuck walking or something like that, I guess.
That's like weird. I haven't had any of these issues. I haven't played very much of the game either. I only played like the first hour, but just the first basically mission, like beating Sandman and crap in the beginning.
I was saying, like, the other games didn't really go off like that, you know, just like straight into the boss fight.
Yeah.
I mean, like in Spider-Man 1, you had to fight a whole bunch of bad guys before getting to the actual boss. That's how it always has been.
Right.
But no, you get straight into a giant boss battle with the biggest villain Spider-Man's ever faced. Like,
Big Tub.
Old Tubby. But web slinging is a crucial, you know, obviously, point in Marvel Spider-Man 2. And as such, you know, this new update makes improvements to mouse sensitivity settings. I don't know who would be using a mouse and keyboard on Spider-Man. That's weird as crap. But you do you, you know.
Somebody would. But Colin probably would.
Okay. Well, it's PC. Like, that's weird. If you guys use a keyboard and mouse on a Spider-Man game, you need help.
Yeah.
That's actually weird. But it says here this is allowing controls to be, you know, even more adjustable. Speaking of controls, you know, this new update has made it possible to PC players to use a Nintendo Switch Pro controller with Steam input.
Hmm.
So you can use a Nintendo Switch Pro controller.
That's
so cool. You don't even need that. You don't even need that adapter.
I use my PS5 controller for PlayStation games.
Oh, man. Yeah, makes sense. But still, you could use your Switch without the adapter for this game, which is cool. It says here, additionally, it fixed a bug affecting New Game Plus saves that would stop a, you know, prompt from appearing to pick up the sleeping dart and the flames have been lit. I'm guessing that's a mission? I don't know. I haven't played the game. So, I don't know.
I've only played about an hour.
Yeah. But when using a mouse and keyboard while starting off, Bumpy, you know, Spider-Man, Marvel Spider-Man 2, seems to be, you know, in much better shape after this update. And it says here, you know, with the future looking bright for the franchise. I'm just going to go over the patch notes here. I've said, you know, like all of them, but just here's all the patch notes that actually came with this update. This is Spider-Man, you know, Marvel Spider-Man 2 update 1.212.1.0. Various crash, you know, fixes and, you know, stability improvements. Temporarily removed anti-lag 2 to improve stability, you know, on AMD graphics cards. They fixed a crash that could occur, you know, when in the final Mysterio mission while wearing the Bodega cat suit. I don't even know. I don't even know what cat that is. It's a cat suit. I guess. I don't know. But the final Mysterio mission. They fix a crash that could occur when closing the menu while an audio fragment is playing. They improve, you know, adjustability of, you know, mouse sensitivity, so it's easier. They improved screen space reflections. They fixed a bug that could cause the character's eyes to appear darkened or flickering. So, I guess, like, Spider-Man's eyes or whatever. Instead of they're white, they're all glitchy, I guess.
It's weird.
Or probably, like, villains, too, like Venom and stuff like that as well.
Yeah.
But Nintendo Switch Pro controllers can now be used with Steam input. Resolved a New Game Plus bug that stopped the prompt to pick up the sleeping dart in the, you know, flames have been lit. Again, I don't know what that is. You guys have played Spider-Man 2. Know what that is, but I don't. It has to be. But this is, you know, from working when using keyboard and mouse. NVIDIA DLSS, you know, ray reconstruction, you know, now can be used at native resolution with ultra performance upscaling. Fixed a bug that can, you know, that caused issues with, you know, XE GTAO while this is, you know, disabling anti analysis or enabling, you know, ray reconstruction. Resolved a timing relation bug that, you know, could cause the player to, you know, obviously says here, be positioned lower to the ground than intended during the wind tunnel tutorial. Various user interface, you know, related bugs have been fixed as well, and various visual bugs have been fixed. So that's everything. That's quite a bit for one update.
Yeah.
Especially for like a little, like a port of Spider-Man for PC. That's a lot. So that's all the stuff I have.
All right.
That's all the patch notes and everything like that. So you guys who, you know, obviously playing Spider-Man on PC or have played it, you know, you better be listening to this episode. Because if you guys want some updates on Spider-Man 2, there you go.
Yeah. All right, guys. That's all the topics we have. We appreciate you for listening. Follow all of our podcast socials, our Twitch, Kick, YouTube accounts, our personal Twitch, Kick, YouTube accounts, our Discord, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that crap. Our merch on TeePublic. Rylan, do you have anything?
As I said, you know, buy our merch if you guys want to. It's a pretty, pretty cool merch.
It is. Very nice.
Go check out our personal socials, you know, podcast socials and all that. And yeah, that's really all I have.
All right. Appreciate you guys. We'll catch you in the next episode.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.